Good morning, ladies. This is Jim Amici. And there's the clock in Glen Falls Town Hall telling us it's time for the story of Big Sister. Brought to you by Rinso, R-I-N-S-O, the new anti-sneeze Rinso. Here they come, folks. You'll hear them in just a minute. And here they are. It's the Rinso girls, Lily White and Auntie Sneeze in person.
To get clothes really white with these, be sure to get new Rinso. You'll try to wash them like a breeze if you get Rinso. For Rinso, Auntie Sneeze, you know, it pays to wash them thorough. You spell it R-I-N-S-O. Yes. Tomorrow.
Say, you girls look mighty pert this morning. Been up something?
Nope, we've been down in a lady's basement, showing her how to rise above her troubles.
Yep, there she was, running her washer on and on, and worrying herself sick about how she was wearing it out.
Well, you girls certainly could give her the answer to that in a hurry.
Oh, sure. We showed her how as little as a 5-minute run with Rinso would give her a load of clothes as white as fresh fallen snow. Really, Lily White.
Of course, she saw in a flash how easy a short run like that is on a washer. Yes, and the clothes, too. It really saves them.
And that's something to think about in wartime. So, ladies, think of it when you buy soap, won't you? And get the new anti-sneeze Rinso Sure. And now, it's time for Rinso's story of Big Sister. It's a fine spring afternoon in Glen Falls. A little while ago, Dr. Carver looked up from his desk and said, "Time seems to have fallen asleep in the afternoon sunshine." He said it to his foster daughter, Diane. But she had other things on her mind. And because he knew what those things were, he urged her to go out for a walk. And Diane went, because it was easier than arguing with him about it. Diane Carville isn't the only one wandering aimlessly through the streets of Glen Falls. Here's Nettie, walking home from school, thinking...
Gee, it's a swell day. I mean, it could be a swell day if Carlotta was all right. Gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful to be walking home from school with Carlotta? She had a way of walking that was like dancing. The way she held her head and... be able to walk again. It's your fault. No, it wasn't my fault. Sure, I asked her to go for a ride with Gordon and me, but it wasn't my fault that Gordon was driving so crazy. I gotta stop thinking about that. I wonder if Dr. Carville and Ruth really believe that someday Carlotta's going to be all right. Of course it's true. Otherwise, why would they say it? But they'd say it even if it wasn't true. You can't tell a girl who's only 16 that it's hopeless.
Hello, Nettie.
Oh, Miss Carville. Hello.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
You sure?
Sure. How's Carlotta?
She's fine. Dr. Bannister's ordered a wheelchair for her. You'll be able to take her out in the sun just as soon as it comes.
Oh, that'll be swell.
Nettie.
Yeah?
You're not having a very good time these days, are you?
Good time? See, how can anybody...
You know, Nettie, you've got to get over the idea that what happened to Carlotta was in any way your fault.
Well, I don't think it was my fault. I mean... How did you know I was thinking about that?
I'm not the only one that's been able to guess what's on your mind these days.
You mean that... Well, has my sister talked to you?
No. Carlotta has. Just last night, she was saying she wished there was some way that she could make you understand that what happened couldn't possibly have been your fault.
Did you really say that?
Mm-hmm.
You're not telling me that to make me feel good, are you, Miss Carville?
The night the accident happened, you were trying to help her find the money that she had lost. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, she knows that.
Oh. Thanks for telling me, Miss Carville. I mean, Gosh, you've been swell. Not only because you just told me this, but... Well, the way you've been taking care of Carlotta, and the way you persuaded her father not to take her home. You're swell, Miss Carville. Well, I gotta go now, but I'll see you later.
So long, Nettie. Do you hear that, Reed? That boy approves of me. I've got a heart of gold. Maybe I ought to get him to put it in writing. Dear Reed, this is to certify that Diane Carver, who's been eaten by loneliness and led a stormy life, has a heart of gold. Signed, Nettie Evans. I ought to write him a letter myself. Dear Reed, if you only knew how close you came to disaster the other night when you made the mistake of telling me you were in love with me. You see, I love you, and I might have said yes. And then where would you have been? Suppose I'd closed my mind and pretended you weren't in love with Bruce Wayne. She has a husband and a child and a life of her own. Her house is full and mine's empty. I'm old and I'm dull. I need love and I have no love. Oh, Diane, stop baying at the moon. Why do you let yourself think of things that can never happen? Lee Bannister loves Ruth Wayne. You're just somebody he's sorry for. Now, you've got to remember that and never forget it.
Yeah, well, let me carry the box, sis.
All right, Nettie.
What's in it, anyway?
Virginia made an apple pie for the Carvels.
Oh, swell. Sis.
Yes, Nettie?
Do I look any different to you these days?
Different?
Yeah.
I'm afraid
I mean, older.
Oh.
But don't say it if it isn't true. Whether I look at her now, I certainly feel older.
I'm sure of that.
You know, this accident of Carlotta's, it's done something to me. I mean, all of a sudden, I've grown up.
Yes, that's the way it often happens, Nettie.
You know, last year, I felt I was pretty grown up, too. Now I realize I was just a dopey kid. Do you suppose that next year I'll say the same thing about the way I feel now?
I hope so, Nettie.
What do you mean, sis?
Well, when I was your age, I felt the same way. And I still do.
You mean that you feel more grown up and wiser than you did last year?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
See, I didn't know that. I thought only kids felt that way. I thought there was a time when people stopped growing. Oh, I don't mean physically. I mean, gosh, now I see that people never stop growing up. Well, kids don't know that. It makes them feel less discouraged if they knew that older people make mistakes, too. They don't always feel sure of themselves.
I think you've got something there, Nettie. You know, I've always felt it was a mistake to teach children that their parents are infallible. They find out soon enough that it isn't so. Nobody pretends to be perfect, and parents shouldn't either. Admitting that they can and do make mistakes won't mean that they'll lose the respect and affection of their children. On the contrary, I think it'll deepen it. Well, come on, Nettie. Let's walk a little faster, dear. I don't want to be away from the house too long.
Diane?
Yes, Carla.
Do I have to memorize the names of all these bones?
Well, you want to be a nurse, don't you? A nurse has to know a great deal about anatomy.
All right. I'll go on trying to memorize them.
That's the way to talk.
But do you really think it's a good idea, my studying this nursing textbook? Hmm? I mean, do you really think that someday I'm going to be well enough to use this?
Carlotta, you mustn't ever say things like that.
Come in. Hello, Nettie.
Oh. Hello, Carlotta.
Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
Hello, Carlotta.
Hello, Mrs. Wayne.
What's that book you're reading?
That's my old training school anatomy book.
Carlotta and I decided that as long as she's going to be a nurse, there's no point waiting until she's able to get out of bed.
And that's a good idea. She'll be just that much ahead of the other girls.
Yeah. How's it coming along, Carlotta? Carlotta?
It's a little hard at first, naturally, but Carlotta's a good student, and in a little while...
I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do what, dear?
I'm not going to study anymore.
Why not, Carlotta? Carlotta, why did you say that?
Because it's no use. What's the use of pretending I'm going to be a nurse? I won't be able to make it. A nurse has to be able to move around, to stand on her feet.
But Carlotta, darling...
I know. I'm supposed to have faith. A little while ago, I suddenly realized that it's no use. I'm never going to be able to walk again. Never.
Wait a minute, Carlotta. This is what Dr. Carver warned us against. This is what he meant when he said there will be moments of weakness, doubt. It doesn't matter that it happened. We all expected it. But what does matter is that we mustn't allow them to grow and spread and undermine our hope and our courage. Think back a minute. How did it start? You were looking at that textbook and you decided that it was pretty hard. You let yourself get discouraged about your ability ever to learn what's in that book. And then this discouraged attitude spread. Everything else became colored by it, including the future. Darling, that's the thing you've got to guard against. Letting little things discourage you. Permitting a moment of uncertainty to last more than a moment.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. Be glad that it happened when your friends were all here with you and able to help. But remember this. It's going to happen again when there's no one around to help you. You've got to be prepared and you've got to be fearless. You hear me, Carlotta?
Yes, I hear you, Mrs. Wayne. And I'll be prepared. I really will.
I know you will, darling. We're all counting on you.
Folks, how do you say relax? In the language of jive, it's take a load off your feet. But when I want to say lady relax, I just say lady get rinso. Yeah, it means the same thing. For instance, take that job of washing dishes. If you still use some old bar soap or other, goodness knows it's a pesky job. Why, you have to rub at the soap to get suds, and then rub the dishes to try and get the grease off, till you wish dishes had never been invented. But believe you me, it's a different story with Rinso in the dishpan. Those grease-getting Rinso suds make the job a cinch, I promise you. Why, about all you have to do is pop the dishes in, then try your hair a new way or something, while Rinso does most of the work for you. Yep, just a short soaking in those up-and-at-em suds, a few quick swishes and a wipe, and your dishwashing's done. So how about it, friends? Why not relax and let the new anti-sneeze Rinso do the hard work for you? Try it today, won't you? Ruth Wayne has a strange caller tomorrow. Please be sure to listen to the story of Big Sister tomorrow. What befell the mysterious wanderer Michael West? Here is moving and dramatic story, the drama of a man regenerated, Bright Horizon, heard over most of these stations each weekday morning, Monday through Friday, at 11:30 Eastern Wartime. This is Jim Amici speaking for the new anti-sneeze Rinso. R-I-N-S-O.
The town of Glen Falls and the names of all characters used on this broadcast are fictitious.